Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hey, hello, I'm Baylen Leonard. You can join me weekdays from 10 for the No Repeat Guarantee on Absolute Radio Country. You can find us on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Absolute Radio app, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. On this episode of the Country Music Talk podcast, you can join me backstage at the Royal Albert Hall, where I'm chatting to some of the stars of the Highways Festival. Here's what happened.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Absolute Radio Country backstage at the world famous Royal Albert Hall Highways Festival. I'm sitting here with Cadillac 3. Hello, boys.
Hey, hey buddy.
Hey. Nice to see you. We're very cozy on a couch built for three.
It is nice.
Yeah. Just four Tennessee boys sitting on a couch.
Very comfortable.
So the last time we caught up, we knew that you were coming over here already, and you were talking about kind of the bucket list of the Royal Albert Hall. Why is it a bucket list for so many people?
Have you been in there?
It's historic. We did the old Google over this past week, and we're just kind of catching up. You know, there's a bunch of music documentaries from over the years that I've watched from here. Then you really go down the rabbit hole, and it's like, oh, this is the first place the Beatles and the Stones played together, and
one got me.
Muhammad Ali fought here three times, you know, and you're like, okay, like this is different.
It's interesting because, like, it's such a beautiful, storied hall that a lot of people know for, you know, ballet or the opera, but it's also got such a rock history to it,
which is, if you look at it, you wouldn't think, like, when we walked in, I was just kind of, I had chills. I was just like, not even because of who, you know, Zeppelin or whoever, that have played here. It was more just like, it's kind of overwhelming, you know what
it
I mean?
It is,
and then to know that the three of us are going to have to get up there and play as loud as we possibly can. And wait, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
the
only way to say it, yeah.
So I worry for the cornicing and the gold leaf, to be honest with you.
Right, yeah. This place will never be the same.
It will not.
Let's hope not.
Don't knock over a cherub.
No,
we'll try our best.
I was thinking about this, and maybe we talked about this before, but I feel like around the world there's like a handful of venues that have this kind of importance to people. The Grand Ole Opry, Ryman, obviously, is one of them. Red Rocks, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, are there others on that list that you would put? Like, if you were naming,
Hammersmith,
like,
you know.
All right,
Hammerstein
Ballroom.
Oh, the Ballroom.
Radio City,
yeah, which we've never done that. We did the Beacon in New York once, which is pretty historic.
I got engaged there, actually.
Did you? That's
true.
I saw Erasure there.
Who? Eraser.
Erasure.
Eraser?
Erasure? Yeah.
Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
Have I been saying it wrong this whole time?
I think you're wrong.
Wait, is it?
You're so confused because of the accent.
It's Erasure.
Yeah, either way, wrong. So there's two wrong people, one right. Yeah.
Apparently, Neil and I
didn't know that. Yeah, I thought it was Eraser.
But you got engaged there?
I did.
Who was playing?
We opened for ZZ Top.
You were playing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. After,
And I brought my wife on stage. We have a video of it, actually.
I had the ring and just threw it to Jim.
Did you? Were you worried about losing the ring?
A little bit, yeah.
I would be really worried.
You know, I never even thought about that. But you're pretty,
I don't responsible too much stuff.
Every group needs one responsible person.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like that rates up there. If you got engaged there, that makes it a pretty important venue.
Yeah, but now you got me thinking of, like, other venues that would be, I don't know. I mean, this one's crazy.
This is pretty, I mean, this is like, I don't know. This would be like playing, like, the Colosseum or something in Rome or something.
Yeah. You guys have, though, kind of, like, run the gamut of gigs and venues over here, right? Because, I mean, you've been coming over for a while now. I've seen you in loads of different settings. Obviously, the Long Road Festival, you know, big outdoor setting. I saw you maybe Kentish Town Forum, maybe.
Oh, wow.
That was a good gig. We've talked about that before because you guys, I think, were on stage. And backstage, it was, like, me, Casey Musgraves, and Brothers Osborne. Like, all hanging out. And I was like, well, this is crazy.
Yeah, that was kind of before Brothers was...
Yeah, it was.
Were they opening?
Yeah. I think they were opening.
But it was even before Casey was...
I mean, Casey was
however
Casey.
Big Casey is now.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you guys kind of all came up together, right? Like, you were all...
Yeah, about the same time.
Kind of class
up. Songs with Casey and the Bros guys, but, like, literally, I think Casey may or may not have had a record deal. And, like, that's how long ago that... mid-2000s, maybe.
So you guys have been coming over so much. Do you have time to kind of get into the UT? You must have your favorite places by now.
Yeah, this one's been great because we've been here for about 2 weeks, and we pretty much sometimes there's two in a row, but you kind of have a day off in the city that you're playing the next night.
Yeah.
So you get your bearings. You can kind of walk around and visit every Starbucks.
Where Buckingham Palace or Starbucks? We only have time for one.
I do find Black Sheep Coffee. I do like that over here. Oh, yeah. And a couple of mom and pop places, but I just know what I'm going to get. I know what I like.
Are you that guy?
A little bit.
Okay.
I just went to Camden with some family that's in town because I know my way around over there because we stay there all the time. So you're just popping around. Oh, I know this pub over here and whatever. The local stuff.
I do kind of know what you mean because I think sometimes, especially if you're away long enough, you do just want something that's familiar.
Yeah. Totally.
And also there is something weirdly fascinating about things that are so familiar, but they're in different countries and slightly different.
Even ketchup is a little different over here. Just Heinz ketchup tastes a little different.
I like it.
I tell you what to not do is confuse brown sauce with brown sugar because I definitely put that in my coffee the other day.
No, don't do that.
I don't know why.
Brown sauce in your coffee?
Yeah, it just said brown on it. It didn't say brown.
He drank it. He kept
I put enough white sugar in it that it was fine.
Instead of going back and saying, I'm sorry I messed this up and I'm an idiot. I didn't mean to do this.
But I drank that and then I went and got another coffee and drank two of them. So it all worked out. Anyway, we're having a great time over here.
Okay,
a
lot of places. Right. And as usual, our Shane conversations are very focused on music.
It's very focused.
We're just catching up. We're just catching up. All right, let's talk about music. Latest album, The Years Go By Fast. Latest single in the UK, but not in the US apparently, Go to Bed Lonely.
Yeah, I didn't know that till today, actually.
Yeah. Which I'm glad. You are leading the charge there, my friend. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm loving that one. I've been playing it loads. Yeah. But it's not the single in the U.S. It's interesting, isn't it? Because the way that we all consume music now, you can release something in the U.S. and you know, if you don't release it in the U.K., we're like, well, we're going to play it anyway. Or we can decide that we like something else and kind of go that way with it.
I like
it's
that.
Sort of the way it's always been for us over here. I mean, a lot of our songs have been singles, you know, singles over here and gotten some radio play where we just don't really get radio play in the States, hardly anywhere, you know, and so.
But radio play's so weird in the States, isn't it?
It's a different thing for sure, but it's.
Do you not get radio play on rock radio though in the States?
We don't really try.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. I think it's kind of I don't know, it's so political.
Well, and it's different, I think, too, because like here it's more, it's almost, maybe it's regional, oftentimes it's national, you know, whereas we're talking like, okay, are we on the radio in Columbus, Ohio? Are we on the radio in Dayton, Ohio? Are we on the radio in Cincinnati, Ohio? There's just a lot more to cover.
Right.
And so, yeah, we're not on any of those places.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I still think it's crazy that country music specifically, I mean, obviously you guys don't do this at your point in your career, you don't need to do this, but that whole thing of like going around radio tours and playing for, you know, regional stations in their boardroom while they eat a baked potato.
We've been there.
Did you do that?
We have done
that. We did do that.
There's a reason we don't do it anymore.
Is it just soul destroying?
Yeah. No, that's you nailed it. It is soul destroying.
Also, I think it's really pompous of the station to think that you have to do that.
I don't even know if they think that that's the good thing to do.
I don't know. I'm sure there are obviously good people in radio in the U.S., but I think that they also, you know, of course it's great to have somebody come in and sing you some songs in the middle of the day.
Sure.
But not at 7 in the morning at a Target in the back.
You had to do it at Target?
Yeah. You know what a Target is.
Oh, I know what a Target is.
It's a department store.
Tesco over here, whatever.
You never been backstage at a Target? Because we were
I didn't even know they had a backstage at a Target.
And who orders pizza for the staff of the place at 7:30 in the morning?
Oh, no, listen. Now, you can eat pizza at 7:30 in the morning.
That's true. I probably ate a slice, honestly.
Yeah. I worked at a pizza restaurant for a while, and if you pulled a double, I would eat pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and be happy
Pizza's
about it.
Good. I was wrong. Pizza's good all the time.
Thank you.
And creme brulee topping on stuff at Starbucks.
And putting out multiple songs in a year, getting it played on the radio in the UK is better.
That's
yes.
Right.
So those things are good.
Keeping us on track.
Brown sauce and coffee bad.
Ooh. Actually, it was not too terrible.
I can't believe you actually drank it.
Really?
I thought I would just try it and see.
Yeah.
Same consistency kind of.
When you guys coming back, you already thinking about that?
We're going to go home tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we're going to think about when we're going to come
sleep
back.
For a minute.
Next week.
I'm over for CMA Fest. Do you guys get involved in all that?
No.
This year, I don't think, no.
Yeah.
We're out of town.
We're playing some other shows in other places. Yeah.
We do it every now and then, though.
We did it last year.
We did a Synth Amphitheater. It was awesome, actually.
Yeah. It's a good fun time.
Yeah.
It's hot.
But yeah, it gets really hot.
It gets real hot. Yeah, you can find me under a mister. It's normally where I am.
That's too easy.
Oh, goodness. Have a good time, boys. Always a joy.
I'm having a great time right now.
<Me too.
laughs> Always a joy to see you. We're going to get you some brown sauce, pop you on stage, and away you go.
I'll do shots.
Yes.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.